MD Now Urgent Care, Florida's choice for superior healthcare, opened a new state-of-the-art clinic in South Tampa, conveniently located on Southdale Mabry Highway. MD Now's physician-led team of healthcare professionals provide comprehensive illness and injury services and perform minor surgical procedures 365 days a year. No appointment necessary. Walk into the new MD Now Urgent Care on Southdale Mabry Highway for superior healthcare right now. Visit mdnow.com to learn more.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, as well as FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America. And around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Very important times right now in our country's history. Now, I also want to give a special shout-out to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers that are out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and the women. Also, the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail haulers out there hauling the packages, the parcels, and the mail to wherever it needs to go. And let's also throw into the mix the suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline, the diesel, and the jet fuel where it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people, thank you very much for what you do. And our Amazon delivery drivers, too, thank you for what you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. And we're also on Getter, Truth Social, Twitter, all as Captain's America. It's Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the things that we got going on over there. All right. Well, joining us right now from the great metropolis of California and all the great things they have to offer out there. Let's see, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, and then, of course, Gavin Newsom. All right, well, anyway, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Well, we also have the beach and surfing.
The who?
We have the beach and we have surfing.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Well, good to be here, Captain.
All right, well, let me see here. Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks, guys. They're going to go back in now. There they go. Well, you know, it's 52 degrees. It's clear skies. A little bit nippy on the outside here tonight, so we've got some interesting weather coming our way, if you will. Now, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation. Indivisible, under God.
One nation, under God, indivisible.
Oh, wait a minute. I screwed that up, but we'll fix that in a minute. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. I was trying to put somebody on hold that just called. That's what happens when
no problem.
Pay attention. All right. Well,
yes.
we thank everybody, and we'll get it right next time around. But we do have a caller. I'm going to get to the caller in a minute. But I've got something to start us out with tonight, Kyle. Are you ready for this?
I am ready.
Get ready. Here we go, folks.
Wouldn't you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Wouldn't you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? We could float among the stars together.
Yeah. Well, folks, we know we've got the one balloon, right, Kyle?
We have at least the one balloon, but there might be another.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. It's more than that. We know now that there's a second balloon, and we've heard talk about a third balloon.
So let me get this straight. You have what the Chinese government is calling a meteorological balloon that's doing weather research.
And more than one.
Three of them, and they all went off course. Really?
No, they're not off course. They're on course. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to be. And by the way, let me explain something to you about these balloons. It spent most of a 24-hour period flying over the missile base and the Air Force base that's in North Dakota. And while it was up there, and as well as Montana, and while it was up there, it kept flying over these silos that they've got up there. Now, there's a very strong possibility, if this is, in fact, a spy or communications-type device, that they have been getting and monitoring the communications coming from those installations back and forth and back and forth to try to get a better handle on our missile program. Now, why would they be doing that?
Well, Captain, I don't think this is just gathering information over the long haul, which the Chinese are always doing in some way, shape, or form, as just part and parcel of what they're up to. But this seems to have a very, very different sort of sense to it, especially if it's loitering over our missile defense systems or ICBMs. In fact, it was reported that the balloon, this Chinese probe, actually changes course. It's maneuverable, according to the Pentagon spokesperson earlier today.
Yeah, and we also had a report, which is definitely not true, that there was an explosion over Billings, Montana, and they were trying to confirm this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff, and there was absolutely no explosion of any kind anywhere in the state of Montana, let alone Billings, so that's not true.
Right, that's exactly right. I've seen that posted, and there doesn't seem to be any veracity to that, which is, Captain, again, we're focusing on what we know, and what we know is very, very scary indeed in terms of what the Chinese really could be up to with this. We'll
All
talk
right.
about it more, I know.
Hold that thought. Okay, folks, when we come back, we're going to put a caller on the line, find out what they want to talk about. In the meantime, this is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Little nippy here, but Chris Markowski, I know you're listening. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. 20-something below zero wind chill factor in New York. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877.
News, insight, passion. AM 930. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930. The Answer.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
I am Staff Sergeant Mark Anthony Madrid.
Staff Sergeant Samantha Cowell.
I'm Staff Sergeant Alex.
I'm Staff Sergeant William Lewis, and I am proud to defend my family and our nation.
The Air Force Reserve is part of the story of this great nation.
I'm grateful that I have a chance to wear the uniform of the heroes that went before me.
I'm proud to be part of a team that helps make a difference in the world.
Every day, men and women from communities across this nation serve as Reserve Citizen Airmen. Even as technology evolves and changes, our commitment to defend and protect this nation remains steadfast. We celebrate those who have served and those who are proudly serving. We celebrate our proud history and look towards an exciting and uniting future. Our mission is to fly, fight, and win in air, space, and cyberspace.
And I am proud to be a member.
And I'm proud to serve in the United States.
And I am proud to protect our country.
Proud to serve in the U.S. Air Force Reserve.
AFReserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. Do you have a 401k? Let me explain to you the vulnerability of a 401k. If you are making contributions and the company is making contributions and the market starts taking a hit, if you are not watching your 401k closely, you may not realize you've been losing money for the whole year. That's what's happened to many people right now with 401ks. You need to take advantage of what I call a in-service rollover. That's right. If you're 59 and a half or approaching it, you can protect your account and make that money safe, insulated from market risk. One of my clients did that. And as a result, while everybody's lost about 30% in the last year, he's lost nothing. Let me show you how to fix those type of problems. Call me at 800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com.
Captain Matt here. Did you know Mixin' Groveside Cafe bakes the bread for their sub sandwiches fresh daily? They use the highest quality ingredients. I love the Amazing Superman and the Nightclub Sub. Also, their burger isn't called the Forklift Burger for nothing. Large and in charge. Seasoned to perfection and your choice of cheese. It won't disappoint. Always finish your lunch with an orange swirl ice cream cone. Mixin' Groveside Cafe. Visit today. The hidden gem of Bradenton. 941-748-5829.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle. I will do just that. This portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor, that would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, who are on a mission. They're on a mission to see how many people they can help get out of pain and discomfort. Now, the way you do that is the way I've been doing it for over 9 years, and that's called Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product, all natural. There's no narcotics in it at all. All natural, designed to help your body heal while it gives you relief for the pain and the discomfort that you're in. Because you have to understand that you're having that pain because of something called inflammation. And inflammation does different things to different parts of the body. In some cases, it will cause swelling to step in. A lot of people have problems with that. In other cases, it'll just make it more painful around the joints. A lot of people have problems with that. But if you want to lower or eliminate the pain by having a product that will go right straight to the source, that's all natural, then you need to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, that's relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 3-week quick start for $19.95. You will find out how that works. And I'll tell you what, if it works the way it has for most of the people that take it, you'll be taking it on a regular basis, and you'll be out of pain, and you'll be a much happier person. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And Kyle, what do you tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, I'm going to bring Mike into the phone call here. He is over there in Clearwater, and he faked me out. He's got a different number. He's trying to evade the Chinese, Kyle. All right, Mike, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Captain? How you doing, Kyle? Yeah, I'm in the undisclosed underground bunker. I don't want the balloons to take pictures of me, so I'm hidden in a deep underground. But anyway, Kyle, here's the point I want to get to. I read an article the other day. Apparently, the genius who was the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, signed some kind of bill that establishes a fast food commission. Because I guess according to Gavin Newsom, people that work in the fast food trade are not treated right and are underpaid. Now, one thing I'll say right off the bat, I do not knock anybody that works. Whatever you do, you know, you make your money, you work. I have all the more respect for you. But to me, working at McDonald's and working at Burger King, having said what I just said, was never meant to be a lifelong job, right? So that was a job that maybe you got as a teenager to start out, or maybe that's a job that you get in addition to your regular job because you want a little extra play money. So maybe in the evenings you go work at Burger King for a couple, 2 or 3 hours. These people that have worked in fast food and are 50 years old and are still flipping burgers and having and are still doing it 30 years from the day that they're started, isn't there something wrong with that, Kyle? I mean, it was never meant to be a full-time, you know, live-your-life type job. It was meant to be for kids to get started and for people to maybe have extra money on the side. And the lunacy is if they pay these people $22 an hour, like what this fast food commission wants to do, well, the people in California are going to end up paying $30 for a Whopper. I mean, it's crazy. Where do you think that $22 is going to come from? It's not coming from the hearts of, you know, the restaurant people. It's going to come from the people that buy the product. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right. Mike left one thing out there, Kyle. You know what it is?
What's that? What's that?
The older people that are there that still may be flipping burgers and even carrying the garbage out or working a cash register or whatnot could very easily be the general manager of the restaurant making $100,000 a year with their profit sharing plan.
Right. Or they may even be a franchisee.
Yep.
At some point. But basically, I think this new law, I think, went in, I think it was late last year, I believe.
Yep.
But what we've seen, of course, is the idea that this one of the California state legislators said it could be a stepping stone to unionizing, for example, the workers that work in fast food, the fast food industry. But Mike is essentially correct insofar as that a lot of these jobs are entry level. They're for young people just starting out. It's not meant to be a career in the grand sense of simply if you don't progress. To
but it can be if you
owner.
Want it to be.
Well, sure. But generally speaking, though, I think one of the big impacts in the fast food industry is going to be automation and ordering from a kiosk or ordering from an app on your phone, mm-hmm. and someone doesn't have to stand there and take your order. So these fast food companies are trying to pare down, I think, the number of workers they even hire mm-hmm. because they want to use technology. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm seeing a lot of the kiosks lately, and even when you pull up to the drive-in window to order, they say, "Did you use a phone app?" You know, because they're trying. Because
right.
if you did, then they'll check their computer real fast, see the order, and boom, you got it.
Well, that's right. Even mm-hmm. at sit-down restaurants now, you're starting to pay your bill by a phone app, or you know, they'll give you something with a QR code on it. You don't even have to let them go run your credit card. You can do it right there at the table. Get up and walk out. In other words, it's always minimizing what work is actually done.
Now, we had some more discussion yesterday about Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from Minnesota and the fact that she was booted off the House Foreign Affairs Committee for national security reasons, good reasons right there. And regarding national security, as well as when you would have had world leaders that would ask Congresswoman Omar to not be present in their countries or to not be involved or view critical information that dealt with their national security in some countries. Did you know that was going on? I just found out about that.
No, that's very interesting indeed. Yeah.
Yeah, they said, you know, we'll tell the committee whatever they need to know, but we don't want Congresswoman Omar present.
Well, that's because they're doing that, I think, for good reason, in the sense that they know that Omar may not be the best person to
loose lips sink ships.
Well, exactly.
And she was just
people with agendas.
Yeah, and she was just opening up and just telling anybody that wanted to know on her side of the aisle, because to her it was free information or whatever to try to increase her political capital, which is now back in the trash can where it belonged to begin with. Now, she also made so many anti-Israeli remarks. And, you know, she is a Somali-born Muslim, and there is no hiding that, although she's talked about the woman thing and the Muslim thing and all that sort of stuff. But in her case, she's proven that she can't be trusted. She's proven it.
Well, I think overall, you know, it's not just being Somali-born. It's not just being Muslim. Those particular things in and of themselves aren't bad, but it's the way that she has comported herself and the agenda that she's promoting, seemingly at all costs. It doesn't seem to fit with building up the United States of America. It seems to be the opposite of that overall. And then, of course, she's mad she got kicked off the committee. But other people got kicked off the committee, too. And they got kicked off primarily for the same kinds of reasons, because they're not material to be on the Intelligence Committee, for goodness sake.
Now, when you have a girlfriend from China you're sleeping with, who's a member of the Chinese Army.
Well, but it exactly. In other words, things that would get you derailed for any other kind of security clearance, but now you've been elected to Congress, and so now you've got it automatically to a great degree, and then even more so because you're on this particularly important committee, you have to take these things into consideration. And it's not just politics. This is practical national security issues. And this is why, Captain, I wish that it would go across the party lines on this. But in this day and age, anything goes.
Well, when we come back from the break that we're lining up to take here, we're going to talk about members of Congress who you hear about them not getting along. Well, I got a case where a couple of them got along and they've introduced a bipartisan bill, which actually makes some sense. So we'll talk about that. And we'll also talk about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis again, who's once again being called all kinds of names by the loonies on the radical left. But he's standing up to him. Good for him. He's paying no attention. Damn the torpedoes. Full speed ahead. And his wife, Casey, is right in there fighting with him. What a team those two make. What a team. Hold the thought there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Treasury Department says it's making more electric vehicles, including SUVs made by Tesla, Ford, and General Motors. eligible for tax credits up to $7,500 under new vehicle classification definitions. Medical and security officials in Yemen say a landmine has killed a 13-year-old boy in the contested city of Hodeidah. His death on Friday, the latest in a string of incidents in the war-torn country, and it comes a day after an aid group said three children and one woman were critically injured in a landmine explosion. Landmines have been laid in Yemen since the 1960s, and there's been a huge uptick in their use since the outbreak of war back in 2014. President Biden going before a joint session of Congress on Tuesday for his State of the Union address. After that, Mr. Biden and 20 members and members of his administration on a nationwide blitz.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-814-5615. 800-814-5615. That's 800-814-5615. 800-814-5615.
When a parent struggles with addiction or dies from a drug overdose, what happens to their children? Far too many end up in foster care, unable to ever return to their birth homes because it's simply not safe. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is fighting the clock so that teens don't age out of foster care, leaving them at a higher risk of addiction and other negative outcomes that can happen to a child without the love and stability of a permanent family. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And folks, this part of the program is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell, and his company. And let me tell you something, they've gone and done it again. MyPillow is back with a brand new pillow. These are even cooler than the ones that they designed before. Make even more comfortable at night. Doesn't get you to sweating and all that sort of stuff. And you can buy one, get one right now for a limited time. So if you go over to MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, take your choice of the pillow, whatever it happens to be, buy one, get one free. There you go. Now, they've also got the brand new MyPillow slippers. And those have been totally redesigned. And you can go over there and buy those and save $90 a pair. And then, of course, they've got the bath towels. They've got the beach towels. They've got all of the same stuff they've got over there, but at reduced prices because everything is on sale at MyPillow.com. All you have to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, go to the radio listener specials page, click on that, go inside, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and away you go. You can shop till you drop. And there's a whole bunch of great specials in there, too. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. And they have a phone number if you want to call it. It's 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Call that number and check them out. You get a live person, they'll give you answers, and you can order whatever you want from them. MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, moving along, members of Congress don't always seem to get along, correct?
Well, that's an understatement, yeah.
But there are a couple of instances where they do, and I'm going to mention one of them right now. And they come together to file meaningful bipartisan legislation. And we have a case here where we have two Florida representatives, one Democrat, one Republican. Now, as you probably know, Florida is a big-time agricultural state because of our oranges, our citrus industry. We raise a lot of vegetables here, lettuce, tomatoes, that sort of thing. And we are very big in both of those areas. But Congressman Darren Soto, a Democrat, Congressman Byrne Buchanan, a Republican, have introduced a bill that would help American farmers combat the aggressive and hostile trade practices of Mexico, where they constantly try to put the kibosh to our farmers who are trying to sell their produce.
Well, this is a really, this is good news, isn't it, Captain? This is something we enjoy talking about and reporting, because in addition to our nation's truckers that we rely on, we also rely on the farmers. And without the farmers and the truckers, we'd all be in a terrible, terrible place, wouldn't we? And so we absolutely have to, in a bipartisan way, help our farmers, because this is not only for our economy, but also to a great degree our national security as well. You can't have the American people not have access to the food the farmers grow.
Now, our great governor down here, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, is used to being called all kinds of names and compared to past and current international despots. He's right up there with them. He said it himself the other day when he said a reporter asked him about former President Donald Trump attacking him for considering a run for the president in 2024. Now, he said, this is Governor DeSantis, he said, well, look, what I would just say is this. I roll out of bed. I have people attacking me from all angles. If you take a crisis situation like COVID, the good thing about it is when you're an elected executive, you have to make all kinds of decisions. You have to steer that ship. And boy, did he. And we got out of the big mess we were in down here.
Well, of course, exactly. And that's one of the things I do think, Captain, deep down, I think former President Trump knows that. He knows that Ron DeSantis has talked the talk and he's walked the walk and he's demonstrated leadership. So I think that's one of the reasons why Trump has been very critical of DeSantis lately.
And that's fine. But then Trump turns around and says, yeah, it all started with me. I gave him this idea, that idea, and I did this and I did that. Donald, you didn't do it by yourself. You had a Congress to work with you, and it was a big, hard, tough fight to get that Congress to work with him, wasn't it?
Well, it certainly was. It really was. But, of course, Governor DeSantis is the kind of success story that you want, and I'm just saying this, just throwing this out there, that's the kind of success story you want if you, in fact, run for president at some point in the future, perhaps.
Well, now the top elected Democrat in the state of Florida happens to be, by the way, Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz from Palm Beach County. She's compared DeSantis to a dictator or autocrat. Now, we've heard this before during the 2022 midterm election cycle. All of the DeSantis' Democratic gubernatorial opponents were saying and calling him just about everything that you can think of in the book, ranging from Adolf Hitler to Fidel Castro to Nicolas Maduro, not to mention Satan himself. But to that I say, all you got to do is look in the mirror at the people calling him those names, and there's your Satan, there's your Maduro, there's your Castro, right?
Yeah, I'm wondering how Satan must feel if Debbie Wasserman Schultz invokes his name in some way. I don't think she did, but in the context of what we're talking about, you know, Captain, it's got to be just the oldest trick of the book to, as you're talking about, to say, oh, this person's Adolf Hitler. You know, there's an old sort of axiom, I think, and that is once you invoke Hitler and call somebody Hitler, you've already lost the fight. You've lost the argument because it doesn't take it. There's no cogent argumentation going on there. You just call somebody Hitler. It's just stupid.
Now, we have a great congressman here that's just north of me here in the Tampa Bay area. by the name of Congressman Gus Bilirakis. And in the first few months of fiscal year 23, border agents have not only encountered 38 people on the terrorist watch list, they have actually taken in that many and some more. Now, God only knows how many dangerous people haven't been stopped. President Biden's border policies have failed, and the American people deserve a whole lot better accountability than what I just mentioned.
You know, Captain, I think to a great degree, I think the Democrats understand fully what's happening at the border. They understand fully the damage that is being done. They understand fully how this is all being, look the other way and just let it happen. But they believe that it has some kind of political benefit to them. But the American people, although they know differently, I think, and this is going to eventually hurt the Democrats politically.
Well, we can only hope, right?
Well, right. Well, I mean, even so, when Joe Biden went to the border, quote unquote, they had to clean up the whole town, you know, so that he'd only see, the what they wanted him to see. So everything looked like it was all okay, and then he could say, I don't see what all the big fuss is about. And, oh, and by the way, we need immigration reform, right?
Yeah.
Everybody talks about this, but what we need is immigration enforcement, not reform. There's nothing to reform. The immigration system works. People can seek asylum. They can apply for citizenship. They can come to the country legally. Reform is what? No, we need enforcement.
Now, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy shut down a reporter for suggesting the House Republicans are hypocrites for removing Ilhan Omar the other day from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. After the House ousted Omar from the committee, McCarthy actually met with reporters who peppered him with questions about the Democrats' narrative. He took them. He answered their questions. He was not afraid to stand there. But when the people acted stupid, he told them why they were acting stupid and then said, thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Well, because it's a big thing right now, and of course Omar and Tlaib and AOC, they're all making such a big stink out of this whole thing because it gets it in the news. It creates this news item basically, but Omar isn't really making cogent arguments, I think, of why she should be on the committee. She's just telling us it's all about racism, and AOC's telling us that they're trying to go after women and this kind of stuff. But there's no professionalism going on here.
No, and that's the problem. They don't know how to be professional.
Right. And, you know, in other words, there's always going to be opposing viewpoints. There's always going to be the left or the liberal or the conservative. But for God's sake, be professional about it and don't continue to create all this strife, because it wasn't done out of strife. It was done out of, I think, practical realism about what Omar represents.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a break. Top of the hour. Let's see. We're going to go to the top of the hour with our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We've got a lot of really cold temperatures. We're going to tell you where they're at and what you need to do to get through this mess. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're an author writing a Christian book, so you may know this cheery little fact. Old-fashioned publishers reject thousands of manuscripts each year.
You know your book is fabulous, but hey, if it's not what a publisher needs, all you need is your book in print. You want it on Amazon. You want to spread the word the way you've written it, so do it. Forget old-fashioned publishing. Publish yourself with 21st Century Christian Publishing at Zulon Press. Fast and affordable, Zulon Press gives you the power to put your Christian book on the market the way you want it. Zulon Press knows your mission because they have the same mission. Publish your book. See it on Amazon. Be a published author with Zulon Press. Learn more with your free guide to Christian publishing. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. Get your book hot off the press. Zulon Press. Find your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same great people who bring you this nifty radio station.
Some surprises are good, some surprises are life-changing, and some surprises can be financially devastating. That's why you need 210 Home Buyers Warranty. 210 Home Buyers Warranty covers critical systems like your heating, cooling, and water heater, and appliances like your fridge from breakdowns caused by routine use. Because something will break down right when you need it most. A refrigerator breakdown can cost over $1,200 to replace. With 210, as little as $85. Water heater breakdown, nearly $1,800. With 210, as little as $85. AC breakdown, $2,500. With 210, as little as $85.
I enjoy knowing that any issues I may have with my home will be taken care of.
Everything was handled for
The response and service is always timely and professional.
No matter the age of your home or appliances, a home warranty service agreement from 210 Home Buyers Warranty can help reduce your financial stress. Call 800-471-7187. 800-471-7187. That's 800-471-7187. Call now to get 2 months free.
I'm Chuck England, host of Suncoast Speaks, our weekly community affairs program. It's a lively hour of what's happening with the newsmakers in Sarasota and Manatee counties in the areas of business, entertainment, and the arts. Make it a point to join us from 5 till 6 p.m. Saturdays here on FM 93.7 and AM 930 The Answer. The show also airs on Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. I look forward to having you with us on Suncoast Speaks.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
we're doing a little rocking. Kyle, who is that magical group?
Well, that's ELO. That's Electric Light Orchestra right there.
And that is a Rollover Beethoven, and I like the way that one was done.
Yeah, it is pretty cool because, you know, Captain, we got the genius of Chuck Berry, we got the genius of Jeff Lynne, and we got the genius of
Well, there you go. Okay, I'm going to cut that back, and thank you so very much for suggesting that one. The person that suggested it, they know who they are. In the meantime, wow, all I'm going to say is we've got dangerous wind chills tonight into tomorrow in the northeastern part of the United States. High winds are going to be stretched across the high plains with some cold temperatures. Heavy snow will be coming across the Sierras and spreading. But we are going to have winter weather that's going to be the likes of which they haven't seen in a while up in the north. We're going to have wind chills in some areas of New York, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Maine, where the wind chill factor will approach 50 below zero. Now, wait till you hear this. Do you know where Mount Washington is?
Yeah.
The wind chill factor on Mount Washington an hour ago was 100 below zero.
That is unbelievable, isn't it?
That is the highest mountain on the East Coast. They've got a weather station up there, and they had winds approaching 95 miles an hour. They expect the winds to pick up to around 100, and if that happens, it will make the wind chill factor up there around 115 or 120 below zero.
Again, this is to say it's cold, that's more than cold.
Understatement of the year, my friend. And even Chris Markowski, when he texted me tonight, he said, "How cold is it?" He says, "You don't want to know, but I'm not going anywhere."
I don't blame him.
And I took a look at it, and it was like 12 degrees of the wind chill factor. It felt like it was 15 below. So there you go. And that's what they're running across. You know, anything that's above zero is below zero with the wind. So that's what you got tonight. So, Kyle, tell us about what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We got some cold temperatures out west, but they are not anywhere near what you were just talking about. And, of course, the professor's daughter in Boston is warm and safe as well, so I'm glad to report
that's
that.
That's because she's indoors.
That's exactly right, yeah. And that's where she's going to stay. But right now in Boston, it is negative 9 degrees, we understand. But back out west, we are continuing to look at the winter storm warnings that's heading down from Northern California across I-80, and it's going to go down through Oakhurst, pretty much following 395 all the way down towards about Ridgecrest, where it turns into a wind advisory out in the high desert. So if you're going to be trucking out the high desert, out the Interstate 15 this weekend, be careful, of course, high winds possible for high-profile vehicles. Also, in western Nevada, as you come out of I-80 out of Reno heading towards Winnemucca, you've got a winter storm that's expected to move through the Sierras there on Saturday evening, starting Saturday evening through about Sunday. Some winter weather impacts, of course, in Nevada, especially in the foothills, so do be careful of that. A quick check of Donner Pass, it's 28 degrees right now and fair weather being reported there. Up in Seattle, Washington right now, Captain, we've got a lot of rain stretching from Seattle, Washington, all the way down Interstate 5, down through Portland, Oregon, and then south of Portland down towards Salem as well. A little bit of snow up in happening right now in northern Idaho, so be careful up on 4th of July Pass as you come out I-90 heading down towards into Montana. That's what we're looking at the radar right now. We've got more next hour, of course. And be careful out there.
I think they would take 28 degrees right now anywhere in the East Coast around the big cities.
No kidding.
Yeah. I really think they would take that. That would be a good move for them. But anyway, it is what it is. Wow. Unbelievable cold weather. Okay. Well, again, I'm not going to bother with the temperatures, but I am going to tell you, this way. From the lake shore of Lake Erie, that's Ohio, all the way across all of upstate New York, just north of Pennsylvania, the northern part of Pennsylvania to include the Berkshires and over there around Wilkes-Barre, also all of upstate New York to include the Adirondacks and the Catskills, all of Vermont, all of New Hampshire, all of Connecticut, all of Massachusetts, all of Maine, you've got bone-chilling, record-breaking, freezing cold temperatures. Now, to anybody from the south, again, and we have to remind the drivers going north, for God's sake, don't get into that weather without having your fuel right, or you will sit for a while because your trucks will fuel up. Heated tanks or not, your trucks will fuel up. So you got to get the additive in before you get, say, north of North Carolina. If you're going north, coming out of Florida, coming out of Texas, coming out of anywhere in the south. Now, we do have tonight some windy conditions all around the Gulf, Florida, all the way over to New Orleans. We also have some fog to talk about in the Metroplex, the Dallas Metroplex, and some along the Gulf over there as well. And we've got a little bit of unsettled weather conditions, which could be rain, could be wind. Don't know yet. Down there inland going towards Eagle Pass in Texas off the Gulf. So we'll wait and see what happens there. But definitely a night to bundle up, stay warm, get the hot chocolate ready or the hot toddies or whatever it is that you want to drink to stay warm. But, wow, this is just not a night, Kyle, to go out and go anywhere.
It really isn't, Captain, because it is dangerous out there with all right. kinds of temperatures.
Tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, of course. Don't forget, folks, the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out all about the My Rewards Plus app, because when you download it and join up, you're going to start enjoying two free drinks every week. Get special offers on food, drinks, snacks, and other great gear available at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Also, use their locations function to find the nearest one to your location. Pull on in, get a hot cup of coffee, something yep. good to eat, warm up, pilotflyingj.com.
Yep. And I will be up in Brooksville today from 9 to 3 for the Two Guys Gun Show. We'll also have the Moss Nissan trucks with us, the big 4x4s. The Titan will be there, the Frontier will be there, the latest styles and designs, and we'll have one or two cars with us. So hope you can stop by and see what it is that we're doing. And the weather's not going to be all that bad once the sun comes out and we get an opportunity here, no later than mid-morning. It's going to warm right up and be in the 70s down here again. How about that? Eureka, eureka, eureka. All righty. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. We'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
Hey, 9:30. The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Bill Bunkley with something to think about. Today, people are always ready to render you advice, whether you requested it or not. Many are eager to tell you how to run your life. But too often, advice may come with a motive from the advice giver. At this point, you must be very careful to evaluate the character and life experiences of the advice giver. For example, are they giving you advice based on their past hardships? Are they giving advice that's best for you? Since I am a person who makes decisions from a Christian worldview, it is important to seek advice from one who demonstrates they too are committed to Christian principles and will always point me to the Word of God for my definitive advice. Above all else, take heed of Proverbs 12 and 15. The way of fools seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice. I'm Bill Bunkley.
FM 93.7, W229BR, Bayshore Gardens, and AM 930. The Answer, WLSS Sarasota.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. A huge high-altitude Chinese balloon that's been sailing across the U.S. all weekend unimpeated, and President Biden reportedly now has been inclined to blow it out of the sky, but he was talked out of it by top Pentagon officials who feared Americans on the ground could be harmed from the falling debris. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells the Salem Radio Network the U.S. has every reason to bring down that balloon.
They routinely interfere with our surveillance, even though we're in international waters, whether in the air or on the sea.
And McGinnis cautions this isn't the last dig that we're going to be carried out by Beijing.
The provocations will continue. They'll test us in every possible venue in order to find out, you know, what we will tolerate and what we won't tolerate.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken abruptly canceled a high-stakes Beijing trip aimed at easing U.S.-China tensions. A sixth Memphis officer fired Friday after an internal police investigation showed he violated multiple department policies in the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols, who died 3 days after a beating from five black cops who've been charged with second-degree murder. President Biden is cheering the latest employment numbers.
Employers added 517,000 jobs last month, a surprisingly strong number.
More than 500,000 jobs in just the month of January.
And the president also touted the 3.4% jobless rate nationwide.
The last time unemployment rate was that low was May of 1969.
While the president takes credit for the jobs growth, critics point to stubbornly high inflation as an ongoing economic concern. Greg Clugston, Washington.
You can always check out the latest news, and you can read the best analysis just by logging on to townhall.com.
CalMax is a very unique blend of calcium and magnesium that gets absorbed into your bloodstream so you can replenish those vital nutrients that your body burns up when you experience stress. And remember, Dr. Pincus has arranged a very special offer here. It's only available to you listeners. So when you call, be sure to mention this program to get that risk-free trial of CalMax, and only if you call this special toll-free number. It's 1-800-818-9748. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll get an extra free supply with your order. So all you have to do is pick up the phone and call 1-800-818-9748. And when you call today, you're also going to get that free book. It's called The User's Guide to Calcium and Magnesium. Now, this book is packed with all kinds of great information about why your calcium needs change with age, calcium's role in cardiovascular health, diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, fatigue. It's all in this very informative book.
Investing.
A senior official says Mexico was pushed to accelerate its turn toward renewable energy after Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year drove a sharp increase in global energy costs.
Mexican Foreign Affairs Secretary Marcelo Ebrard made the comments after taking dozens of foreign diplomats to see a massive new solar energy project near the U.S. border. In April, Mexico plans to power up the first phase of a huge solar energy project near the beach town Puerto Ponasco, popular with tourists, making the short drive from the U.S. Once completed, the full $1.6 billion project will have a generating capacity of 1,000 megawatts, enough to power some 500,000 homes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North African and Sudanese officials say the United States is increasing pressure on Middle East allies and power brokers to expel Russian private military contractor from Libya and Sudan. Townhall.com.
Odyssey.
Find us online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-3542. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-3542. 1-800-451-3542.
This is Captain Matt Bruce, and we're getting ready here for another exciting hour of the Captain's America Third Watch. Straight ahead here on this great radio station and all across the country. Find out more at CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com.
Captain America Third Watch.
is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and our veterans and our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that is working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers delivering the mail and the packages that everybody needs to have. And then, of course, we've got our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers delivering the products that they have to offer. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And you can find us there as the same thing on all of them, Captain's America. Captain's America, that's how you find us. And our website is simply the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That would be the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the different things that we have to offer, and I'm sure you'll be pleasantly surprised. All right, joining us from California, where he's got a little bit of weather, nothing like what we're seeing up in the Northeast, and we'll get to all that in just a couple of minutes here. We have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. All righty. Thank you, boys and girls. Thank you, boys and girls. Appreciate that. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And for those people that are going, that doesn't sound like Ron Edwards. No, it's not. It's Kyle Warren, professor of politics, because Ron has the night off.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's great to be here.
Yep, and we appreciate you sticking around and doing what you do. Now, we've been talking about a lot of things tonight, and it's mostly been about the balloon. And the reason for that is pretty simple. We know that this balloon could be just the start of things to come by the Chinese. They are testing us. But in the meantime, my question to you is, if we just go and blow up that balloon, which I would have done already, by the way, and blown it up, blown it over some open areas up there further up the line of Montana, if we just went ahead and did that, people are saying, well, what if it had explosives? What if it had debris? What if it came down and caught all the grassland on fire? What if it did this? What if it did that? Well, you know, it's a risk you got to take, but you don't let somebody's other country's balloon, which is actually a spy balloon, I might add. This is no more weather balloon than a man in the moon. This has got electronic devices, gizmos, and gadgets on it that can record transmissions, whether they're radio, television, satellite, whatever they happen to be. They can be recording everything that's going on in the areas they're traveling over, which wouldn't surprise me that they're doing that. How about you?
Well, you know, Captain, you mentioned the term testing. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are testing the United States, but specifically they're testing Joe Biden. And they're trying to, and they're seeing what is the reaction going to be. Now, we don't know whatever may be going on behind the scenes. But that being said, whatever's happening in front of everybody does not bode well for how the Chinese government is going to perceive America's resolve. You're exactly right. You know, they knew that this balloon, this probe, whatever it is, was on its way to the United States airspace, and something should have been done prior to that. To let it get into our airspace was not a good idea at all.
Well, you mentioned something, mm-hmm. and what you mentioned I'm going to mention back to you, because you said that it's possible that this balloon could be the dry run to deliver a nuclear EMP device. Well, you betcha.
Exactly right. Something like that, or just what do we do when we see some, alien, quote, spacecraft coming into our airspace? You know, what are we going to do?
We warn them, and when they don't stop, we shoot them down. That's what we do.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. So they are looking at, in my opinion, they're gathering information that's not just for the long haul, but for something that could be in the offing soon. I'm not trying to be too reactionary on this, but why else would they sail a balloon that you could look up into the sky and see plain as day and say, well, oh, it's just a weather balloon? No, there's something else going on with this balloon we don't know yet.
Well, they've also found a second balloon. Over the Latin America, didn't hear exactly what country, but over Latin America. And they believe there may be a third one up in Canada.
That's exactly right. So this is not an errant weather balloon, as the Chinese government would have us believe.
It's more than one.
Not. Well, exactly. But they're giving this sort of ridiculous explanation for it, and they know what they're doing, and they know what this ridiculous explanation sounds like.
Well, Ian, perfect timing. You called right in the middle of the break. If you want to hang on, just hang on and we'll get to you. But in the meantime, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with me. And we will be right back with more here. Don't go anywhere.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you?
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions now.
Call 800-355-3469. 800-355-3469. 800-355-3469.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Paisano's Italian Bakery is your destination for delicious, decadent desserts. How about an eclair? A pastry filled with sweet, creamy custard and mountains of rich, melt-in-your-mouth chocolate icing on the top. Or try a Napoleon, layers of puff pastry and creamy custard topped with the perfect amount of icing. And of course, don't forget the favorites, tiramisu and cannoli to die for. Paisano's Gateway Shopping Center on Stickney Point, Sarasota. Paisanos, yum.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. You hear him on a regular basis every Monday and every Friday in the 4 o'clock, the fourth hour, which is the 5 a.m. Eastern time hour, live. You'll also hear him if you go over there today, right now, and listen to the show that's over there. We're playing the live show, but he will be on one of the pre-taped shows that's over there. The podcast is already up with him on it. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, Mike Lindell. MyPillow is back at it again. He's back at it again. I'll tell you what, Mike Lindell, never put this guy down. He's got some brand new pillows. Buy one, get one. Brand new pillows, made a little differently. Keeps you cooler even than what it was doing before. Really, really, really fantastic pillows. He's got the brand new My Slippers there too. And, of course, they were good before. They're better now. He's got the towels over there. That are on sale. He's got a lot more things on sale. And what you do is you go to the MyPillow.com website, and then you click on the Radio Listener Specials page link that's there. You'll see a little door. It says Radio Listener Specials. Click here. You go in there. You have to use a promo code. The promo code will be Captain, and away you go. Shop till you drop. Now, if you want to call them, you can call them. Talk to a live person and cut a lot of corners by dialing them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call. Place your order that way. And I'm telling you what, you are going to be glad, glad, glad that you did. All right, let's go back to the phone call. On the line we have Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, Ian did call back, and we've got him, so I'm going to go to him right now. Okay, Ian, what's on your mind?
Yeah, everybody's all upset and everything about the spy balloon, and rightly so, I may add. But I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm surprised about the balloon because I wouldn't put anything
more than one now. More than one now.
Yeah, there's another one now going through Latin America, supposedly. But anyway, I'm not upset at all at the government's reaction, because they haven't done anything about protecting our border since 1965 and protecting this country, the whole entire ruling class. It's more than just Biden. He's just the latest. Biden's just the latest iterations of jerks that have been ruling over us. You notice how he's not worried about it? Yeah, because they don't care about our borders. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're land borders or whether they're 50,000 feet up in the air, they don't care about us.
So what do we do about the balloon? What do we do about that balloon?
They ain't doing anything now, and nothing we can do except do what we're doing, talk about it. The average regular person across the political spectrum, I may add, is concerned about this balloon, except the people that run this country and own it, and that ain't you and me. Anyway, thanks. Bye.
All right. Now, Kyle, I have been getting some questions, and here's an interesting one. If the balloon is going over a state, does the state have the right to take it down, to shoot it down, or to bring it down by whatever means? What do you think?
Well, that's a very good question, because obviously you do have the state's rights in terms of protecting its own sovereignty and airspace. But that's actually a very good question. It seems to fall under the federal protection, though. This would be a U.S. military option and operation, rather, and not something from a state National Guard or something like that. An imminent threat, I'm sure a state's governor could order any means necessary to neutralize the threat if it was imminent, but there's nothing about this balloon that says it's an imminent threat to people or, you know, lives, that kind of thing.
Okay, that's true. I agree with that one. All right, now we've got another situation where our Attorney General Merrick Garland indicated that the Department of Justice may legally challenge the appeals court decision this week on a law that barred those with domestic violence restraining orders from owning guns, said it was unconstitutional. That came from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And Merrick Garland is talking about appealing that. What do you think about that?
Well, it's very, very interesting. I think it's hard to paint with a broad brush on that, one might think, because for people that receive domestic restraining orders, there's going to be a case-by-case evaluation of something like that. Somebody could lie and get somebody to have a restraining order, and then suddenly your firearms are taken away. But in many cases, I'm sure the opposite is true, that there's a good reason for that. So I think it's going to have to be case-by-case, at least in my opinion.
Now, former Mike Pence gave a speech a couple days ago, and, he is a potential 2024 GOP presidential candidate. We have to mention that. And he floated an idea about reforming Social Security. Did you hear it?
I haven't heard his whole idea, but I would mention this too, Captain, though. Mike Pence tweeted out earlier yesterday, I believe, on Friday, to shoot down the balloon and then have Blinken go to on his trip anyway and tell the Chinese eye to eye, don't do it again. So I just thought I'd mention that. But yeah, what is this reforming Social Security issue?
Well, lengthening the age, you know, taking the age factor out again, making it older until you can get 100% of the benefits, number one. And number two, allowing people like a savings account where they can put their money aside in something other than Social Security and create something separate so the money would be there versus Social Security, which they seem to borrow and stick all these IOUs in for everything but Social Security.
Well, right. And I think a lot of people, Captain, are concerned that by the time they might reach retirement age, that if the money won't be there, that something else will happen, that those IOUs will go poof. You know, they're not going to be material, you know. And so the idea is almost kind of like the medical savings account idea. But the idea that you put it away and it's going to actually be there when you need it to retire, that might get some traction because of the sorry state of Social Security.
Now, I've got three separate reports coming from Canada. The last one was 2.5 hours ago, that they are tracking what they think is another one of these balloons. Somewhere in the northern part of Canada, around the Arctic Circle.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, I will say this, and this is just an observation, and that is, if you wanted to fly over the United States and give the ridiculous answer that it's a weather balloon, you might launch a couple others and then say, well, we were doing atmospheric analysis, and our other balloons went other places. So the one that went over the United States, that was a mistake, you know. I mean, so it could be also be part of a ruse. That might be one thing. But at the other time, they might just simply be gathering a bunch of information about the northern hemisphere on, you know, as much as they can, as a prelude to what?
Yeah, you're right. Now, listen, the interstate migration is starting to make some of the regions redder and starting to make some of the other regions, but less of them than the ones that are redder, blue. And I think we kind of figured that was going to happen when they came in. People were going to come in here because they subscribed to the conservative way of government, and other people were going to come in here because they were liberal, they wanted all the free stuff.
Well, that's right. And I do think that some of the elite, the Democrat Party elite in particular, I think they know for sure that that you're going to have people sort of congregating and sort of self-separating into different parts of the country. If you think this way, go to this state. If you think that way, go to that state.
Mm-hmm.
And it builds up more separateness in our society rather than having news and, or I should say, views and, mm-hmm. and opinions sort of melded together all across the country.
And a jury yesterday found the tweets made by Elon Musk did not mislead Tesla investors into investing your money into something that they didn't want to be in. So he won that case.
He did. So he won the case and presumably is now going to start focusing back on space. So, you know, who knows? Or at least in the sense that he can also focus more on Twitter. But definitely a big win for Elon Musk because he didn't cause undue influence.
I was just thinking out loud, wouldn't it be something if Elon Musk comes to the rescue with like a big net or something like that, goes up there and brings down that balloon with one of his, wouldn't it be something?
Well, you could send one of those rockets up there. They know how to land on a barge out in the ocean.
Or he could send his girlfriend, you know, the girlfriends, the ladies, there's going to be like four or five of them going to be on one of these flights. Send them up there and say, hey, doll, bring back the balloon, please.
Yeah, exactly.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. Bottom of the hour coming up. We'll be back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A little nippy where I'm at. Freezing cold up north. But we'll take it, what we got here at the moment. 53 degrees. I'll be back. Don't go nowhere. No how.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Migrants who have reached New York City are complaining about their accommodations. Egged on by various activist groups, they're refusing to leave hotel rooms, costing other people $500 a night for a shelter in Brooklyn because they say the showers aren't as hot and other complaints. Let me see if I've got this right. Thousands of people who have broken our immigration laws are now demanding from U.S. citizens who work to pay their taxes an upgrade in their living conditions at taxpayer expense. Who else gets to do this? Do other lawbreakers demand and receive better prison conditions, including gourmet food and larger cells? If they don't like the way they're being treated, they should not have come here in the first place. Our country is being overrun, and it is our country. The illegal immigrants, and let's call them what they are, have not contributed anything to America. Like the left, they're takers. Some are criminals and human traffickers. Some bring deadly drugs with them. Some are likely terrorists. A few terrorists on a watch list have been arrested at the border. But how many have gotten through? Who will enforce the law? Not this administration. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
Hey, it's the Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha. And boy, they do just such a fantastic job, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. They helped me. Nobody else can help me. Nobody else. Well, we can't do anything. Well, you're stuck with that. Well, it's going to be that way. Yep. One person said that wasn't true, and they proved it. They proved it. So there you go. Maybe they can help you too. All right, back to the telephone line. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's so nice to have people sending great messages to us, which they are. We're getting some direct messages coming in here. I'm going to try to read some here eventually. And oh, by the way, next hour, I have a special treat for the listeners. You know what it is?
Yeah, what's that?
Kevin Jackson will be my guest.
Oh, that's right. That's great. Yeah, Kevin Jackson. That's
he's
great.
Coming. He's coming to town next Thursday, the 9th of February, and he's going to be on a comedy tour with a couple of professional comedians. I guess he's a straight guy out of the mix, but that's what he's going to be doing. I'm going to have him on my program. And then we're also doing Have Lunch with the Captain and Kevin Jackson an extra day at Mission Barbecue next Thursday. Next Thursday from 11:30 to 1:30, we'll be at West Waters. Have Lunch with the Captain and Kevin Jackson. So we invite everybody to come out and get a chance to meet him.
Very cool. That sounds like it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Kevin's a great guy. Now, the ladies aren't playing nice, Kyle. I'm talking about Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor and AOC, who are just hammering each other back and forth on Twitter as well as on every television station that AOC can get her hands or her face on. And that seems to be just one, and that's CNN. That's the only one she seems to be able to get on.
Right. Well, you know, earlier in the program, you know, we talked about some bipartisan cooperation
sure.
to help the American farmer.
Two men.
Captain, yeah, that's right. But here you've got, it seems to be the same old thing here. And certainly with this Intelligence Committee dust up, I think we'll see it intensify, at least in the short term here.
Well, AOC, as we all know, is a professional actress who actually auditioned to get the job to run for Congress. We know all about it. We know the story. It's been told to us many times. And if you don't believe that or if you don't know that, go look it up. You'll get a real eye-awakening experience. Now, Marjorie Taylor, go ahead.
Oh, no, thanks, Captain. No, I was just going to say, when AOC was doing her, she was all upset there and speaking about it in the House just about 48 hours ago. She seemed to be like playing a part. It didn't really seem genuine.
That's what she does.
She was supposed to go out and just kind of be outraged. It didn't seem real to me. Mm-hmm. But this is all part and parcel of the game.
Now Marjorie Taylor Greene stuck it to AOC. She says, "I repeatedly asked you to debate me, but you've been a coward and can't even respond. Instead, you go on CNN and lie about me." Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene said the exact correct thing. And AOC is a coward because she won't debate her.
Well, I think a debate for AOC wouldn't actually be beneficial to AOC. So I think that's the last thing that she would want. So they'll definitely keep sort of sniping on Twitter, such that it creates another firestorm or another controversy or another just sort of one up, you know, up the ante on the whole thing.
That's it would be beneficial if she could make herself sound like she meant something to somebody, right?
Well, right, but I think it's all part mm-hmm. of you have to sort of gin up these mm-hmm. these things.
Yeah. Well, now wait till you hear this. Just talking about Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia. She was getting a bunch of threatening voicemails from a man who actually spelled his full name to her, left his phone number, and dared her to press charges. Guess what she did?
Took him up on his
on his offer, called the cops, gave the cops all his information, and he got arrested and led away in handcuffs.
Well, and as he should be. You know, you can't. I mean, we talk about these political figures and so forth, but and we're very critical in many ways, supportive in others. But we can't threaten. Nobody should be able to threaten our elected leadership at all. Mm-hmm. That's just not right.
And the NFL said something very interesting yesterday, other than Tom Brady. they talked about concussions and how concussions were up this year. 18% above the past season, and were actually reported at a much higher level than ever in the game.
That's right. It is a big concern because concussions, we know head injuries are very, very serious and can have lifelong effects. If you have a brain injury, for example.
Mm-hmm. Now, folks, we're going to be going to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report here in about two or three minutes, whatever. But the associated cold air with this big-time cold front coming across the country, dropping into the northeast and parts of the upper mid-Atlantic coast, is going to be bringing 15 to 35 degrees below average parts of the upper Mississippi Valley, Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, through the southeast and the northeast on Sunday. Now, or through Sunday. And wind chill warnings and wind chill advisories posted in the Dakotas eastward to New England are the rule of thumb. Now, I did mention this earlier, and I'll mention it again. Mount Washington in Maine, the temperature was 110 degrees below zero 2 hours ago.
Yeah, that is really just out of control, isn't it?
And they are getting snow up there, and they are getting heavy snow and wind, and that's what's making it so cold. It's going to drop it even more.
That's exactly right. We're in for quite a cold weekend.
You think?
Yeah.
By the way, what happens to you out there if you're burning wood? Some places this week, they were going to start writing tickets up to people that were burning wood to stay warm inside their places.
Well, I guess if they can't use gas to use their heaters, I suppose.
What if you have a fireplace?
Well, exactly right. That's right. I think especially here in California, yeah, the air quality management might get something going for that. But generally speaking, Captain, at some point we're not going to be able to use anything, are we, that we have for modern conveniences.
And then again, you've got the old wood stoves that are still around and very handily easily available, the old wooden ovens with the, you know, burned wood, and they have an oven and a heater and all that stuff. There's a lot of those around yet.
Well, of course. But it's interesting to see how things are progressing, especially in regards to the whole gas stove controversy.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's see here. Denise is talking about something. She saw the video when it was posted. Oh, the video of the, she's talking about the balloon. Yeah, well, there's more than one now.
That's true. And whatever's attached to this balloon, Captain, you know, they had mentioned, I'll just say this briefly, they had mentioned that they were able to stop it from gathering information. Unless it's completely classified, I think a lot of people would like to know, how would that be accomplished? In what manner would they be able to do something
like
that?
There appears to be something off the bottom of the balloon.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but there appears to be something. It's like it's not a gondola, like one of those ride-on gondolas, but it's something underneath the balloon is there, and I guess that's what they're talking about. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a weekend edition for you, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's just getting real.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Learn about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? That's right. That's why it's critical to supplement your diet with a good source of vitamin C every single day. Aqua Powders Vitamin C is a safe, effective, and delicious way to get the powerful vitamin C your body needs. And it's easy. Just mix with water and drink. Feel more energy, boost your immune system, and fight free radical damage. The secret is that Aqua Powders Vitamin C combines nature's most potent forms of vitamin C, including Acerola cherry, to deliver 2,000 milligrams per serving. That's real protection. And Aqua Powders Vitamin C is available on Amazon. That's spelled AQUAPOWDERZ. Vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aqua Powders is one of the best ways to get vitamin C. So go to Amazon now and get your Aqua Powders Vitamin C today. And remember, Aqua Powders transforms water into wellness.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
The best Christian music to brighten your day. Messages that inspire hope, life, and spiritual transformation from the nation's leading Christian teachers, and a safe place for you to grow in your faith. Sound like something you could use? Visit ChristianRadio.com. ChristianRadio.com is a place you can find hope when there seems to be none. All your favorite Christian radio stations can go with you wherever you go. Join us now online and on your mobile app at ChristianRadio.com.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Together in L.A. law, someone's
step across that line. No matter where you hide, I'm coming after you. Shake down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowd alive. Break down, take down, you're busted.
Oh, Bob Seger! Beverly Hills Cop 2, is that right, Kyle?
I believe so.
Yep, right. And I'll tell you what, that movie and that song, it just does not get old. I mean, you could play that all day and all night, and it's still like you're sitting right there watching a movie. And boy, what a movie that was. You talk about action. Holy smokes.
Yeah, well, Eddie Murphy just really had a lot of good hits with the cop series, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rocked it and socked it. Okay, well, Kyle, it's your turn first. Take it out west and tell us what's going on.
All right, well, we're going to start with our friends in Cheyenne, Wyoming this morning, Captain. We got high wind warnings there along I-80, and also as you head out towards Laramie and up, of course, toward Elk Mountain, you want to be aware of that, high wind warnings out there. Then our friends in Montana tonight, also some high wind warnings starting at about Bozeman, between Bozeman and Billings, and then heading northward from there. It's going to head on up to encompass Great Falls as well, and then on up towards the Canadian border. So be aware of that. Now, since last hour, of course, we told you about the winter storm warning starting in Northern California up just a little bit, also in the Susanville area, basically, heading down, basically following Highway 395 through Lone Pine down towards Ridgecrest. But it's also now sort of creeping over the border into Nevada, Captain, towards our friends in Carson City and mm-hmm. Reno, Nevada, as you head up I-80. Also, as you go up that area this weekend, a winter storm is expected to move through the Sierras there Saturday evening through Sunday. So we're also up in Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon. Looks like we'll have rain through Sunday, maybe a little respite on Monday, coming back, it looks like, on Tuesday. So please do be careful out there.
Well, you know, last hour we were talking about a little bit of fog around Dallas, the Metroplex there. All of a sudden, that little bit of fog has gone down almost all the way to San Antonio. From Dallas. So you're down that far with the fog on I-35. You also have some unsettled weather conditions going out towards Laredo out of Dallas, down that way in San Antonio. So be advised of that. You have some more unsettled weather conditions going over towards Eagle Pass. And you got a little bit of fog over there around Houston on the south side to contend with as well. Now, the Gulf of Mexico got some rough seas there tonight. That's because of what's going on up above, the winds that are coming down. We've got winds that are coming from the northeast in one direction and the northwest in another, and that could be interesting. It's colder weather, though, colder winds, so I don't think it'll create any major storm activity, so we're lucky in that respect. But here we go up north. All of New England, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New York to include Long Island, Pennsylvania to include Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, and the Poconos, all the way across the northern top of Pennsylvania and all of upstate New York, all the way to Buffalo, Rochester, and all the way out to Ripley, you have got extremely cold, dangerously cold weather. I can't emphasize this enough, folks. Temperatures pretty much above Poughkeepsie going north are at or below zero. The further north you go, the lower the actual temperature is. But that's not the problem. The problem is you got some really big-time winds blowing along here. So where it might be zero, it's about 15 or 20 below zero. And where it might be 10 below zero, it's 25 below zero with the wind. All through that area. So you truckers that are going that way, for God's sake, you got to have your fuel right before you get anywhere near that. If you don't, you're going to freeze up. Fair warning. And I mean, you need to, in North Carolina, at the very furthest to the north, you need to be adding fuel additives. Same way coming east. You need to be adding fuel additives no further east than about Chicago. And if you're over there along the river, no further east than Tennessee, because you're going to run into that weather. And even if you got the heated tanks, it'll create moisture. You'll get water in the tanks, and guess what? Then you got a problem. Then you got a problem. All right, so Kyle, that's what I got I'm looking at there. Tell us about the Pilot and Flying J real quick, and then tell us how to hear your show.
Folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com, join up with the My Rewards Plus app, start saving today. Also get great offers on drinks and snacks and all kinds of great gear at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All right, and I will talk to you Monday morning, bright and early, and I hope you have a great weekend. And I know that you don't need to get the I know you don't need to get the weather warm where you're at, because it's not that miserable, right?
No, it's a far cry from what a lot of our friends across the country are doing right
okay,
now.
Okay, we'll see you on Monday, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and it's always a pleasure talking to him. And KyleWarrenShow.com is his website. Now, we're going to go over to Denise Simon, who's standing by. Her website is FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And you can also look her up as the Denise Simon Experience. And you get an experience, right?
Try to.
Don't know what the experience is, but you'll get one. Okay. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
Here we go. All right. Thank you, boys and girls. All right. I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay. How many balloons have we got up there flying around right now?
Well, there's one across the United States, and we're getting reports from the Pentagon that was late last night about 9 o'clock that there's one in Latin America. And they're being very shady on the one that's in Latin America. We have no idea. Latin America is a big place, so we don't know where. I have not seen where. But, you know, these balloons are not an unusual thing. They've been used many times before. They're cheap. And, you know, interestingly enough, there's one question that I would like to ask, and I haven't heard anybody ask it, and that is the transmission of the data that this surveillance balloon is picking up.
Uh-huh.
Where do we know that that transmission is going?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know that.
I think we'll find out soon enough. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We will be back with more on your Radio Dial on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
The bigger your 401k, the better your retirement, right? Wrong. The fact is, with proposed new taxes, another market crash, inflation, and rising healthcare costs, you could be forced to downsize your retirement. Discover the secret savvy investors are turning to for retirement security. A new 401k law that unlocks an ingenious retirement protection plan that could protect your savings from inflation and a stock market downturn while boosting your retirement income as much as 40%. It's all laid out in simple language in a new book from Josh Melberg. His insightful guide is your roadmap to retiring with confidence, and it's yours free with one call. Don't risk a lifetime of work building your retirement. This little-known retirement protection plan could safeguard your wealth and boost your retirement up to 40%. For your free copy of Guarantee Your Retirement by Josh Melberg, call now. Call 800-337-8051. That's 800-337-8051. 800-337-8051.
FM 93.7, W229BR, Bayshore Gardens, and AM 930, The Answer, WLSS Sarasota.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The Pentagon is rejecting China's claim that a high-altitude balloon flying over the U.S. is gathering weather data.
Defense Department officials rejected China's statement that the balloon had blown off course and was not being used for surveillance. The White House says President Biden was first briefed on the balloon on Tuesday and accepted the military's recommendation not to shoot it down. Secretary of State Blinken abruptly canceled a planned trip to Beijing, a decision supported by the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A sixth Memphis police officer fired Friday after internal police investigation showed he violated multiple department policies in the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols, a black man who was beaten by five black police officers and died 3 days later. Those police officers are facing murder charges. Owners of some older vehicles are targets of warnings from Honda and the U.S. government about dangerous airbag inflators that need to be repaired.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has issued a do not drive advisory for 2001 through 2003 vehicles with Takata inflators that could explode. The safety agency says the so-called alpha inflators have a 50% chance of exploding in a crash. If that happens, the inflators can shoot shrapnel toward a driver's face that can cause death or serious injury. Since 2009, the exploding airbags have killed at least 33 people worldwide, including 24 in the United States. I'm Mike Hempen.
Agriculture officials on Friday proposing new nutrition standards for school meals, including the first limits on added sugars with a focus on sweetened foods such as cereals, yogurt, flavored milk, and breakfast pastries. News and analysis at townhall.com.
If you want to invest your money and grow your wealth, listen to this.
Hi, I'm Phil Granny of philsgang.com. You know, I get so tired of listening to the same garbage every day, listening to the fake business news network telling you why you should buy this stock, why you should buy, and they're always wrong. Join my gang, philsgang.com, free for 10 days. You're going to learn when to buy a stock and when not to buy a stock. Hey, years ago, it was different. You could buy a stock based on fundamentals. You could buy a stock based on earnings. You could buy a stock based on P.E. ratios. Those days are gone. That ended with QE. That ended when they financially engineered the market in 2008. Gone. Now you got to follow the money. And we have the knowledge because we have the chart. Pro 2 color code chart tells you when to buy, when to sell, when to run like hell.
For a limited time, you can join Phil's Gang free for 10 days.
Check it out, philsgang.com. Get the truth, get the knowledge, and understand how the market really works.
Today.
The Olympic flame is about to take a seaborne journey to the 2024 Paris Games.
The Olympic flame will be going for a sail. Instead of arriving overland, the symbolic flame alighting at the 2024 Paris Games will take to the seas from its birthplace in Greece. According to tradition, the flame will be lit by the sun's rays at a ceremony at ancient Olympia, then carried by the Olympic torch to Athens. Paris organizers say the next leg will be across the Mediterranean aboard a three-masted tall ship, arriving in the French port of Marseille, and then on to Paris. Marseille is hosting sailing and soccer competitions at the Games. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Ukraine stepping up efforts to lobby international sports leaders against Russian participation in next year's Paris Olympics. They did not commit to a boycott, but they say they renewed their threat to do so if Russia and Belarus are allowed to compete. Breaking news at townhall.com.
Odyssey. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
Hey, it's Tim Cooper with Health Plan Network. Did you miss the open enrollment for health insurance? Did you enroll into a high-deductible, limited network marketplace plan? It's not too late. You can still change your plan at any time. My Freedom of Choice plan is available now. It puts most of your coverage up front where you only meet a deductible if you go into a hospital. You pick your doctors, and it's 30 to 60% lower costs than Obamacare. The monthly premiums are not tied to your income, so there's no surprises at tax time. If you pay for your own health insurance, you're uninsured, you're on COBRA, or your employer coverage is just too expensive, call me, Tim Cooper, at 941-499-8927. That's 941-499-8927, or go to healthplannetwork.net. That's healthplannetwork.net, and we can custom design a plan that's managed by you. not the government.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
It was an opportunity for me to put everything I was as a person into work.
They have so much to offer, and they need to be respected and taken care of and listened to.
Being an ombudsman gives me that opportunity to pay it forward.
For more information, go to ombudsman.elderaffairs.org. That's ombudsman.elderaffairs.org.
This is Captain Matt Bruce, and we're getting ready here for another exciting hour of the Captain's America Third Watch. Straight ahead here on this great radio station and all across the country. Find out more at CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And, of course, we broadcast from AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now, the special shout-out that we always give out goes out tonight again to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, you can also give a special shout-out, and I'm giving a special shout-out and give a special thank you to all those people that are working on the Third Watch right now for keeping America rolling along. That would be the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, men and women out there doing their job, as well as the FedEx and the UPS drivers and the bulk mail haulers out there doing the packages and the mail and all that good stuff, making sure that you get what you got coming that you've been expecting for weeks. And then we got the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel. And, of course, the jet fuel as well. And don't forget about the Amazon warehouse people. Thanks for tuning in. And the Amazon truck drivers that are out there running around. We appreciate you guys and gals, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter all the same way. Captain's America is how you find us. Captain's America, all lowercase. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can go over there and take a look at all the different things that we have over there. And on that page, you'll see a direct link to FoundersCode.com. That would be the website for Denise Simon. And here she is right now, right here on the Radio. Aha! Aha, aha! Alrighty. How you doing?
Good morning. Yep. Good morning.
We already said the pledge, so we got that out of the way earlier, and that's good because I wanted to get going here and start talking about some things. You know, we have got some just absolute craziness going on right now. And what I wanted to talk to you about, that's why I asked you during the break if you'd seen that school bus incident down there in Miami. What the hell is going on with these kids? That they're out there and now they're beating each other up and all that stuff. A girl, a 9-year-old girl, was brutally attacked on board a school bus, and the two adults on the bus sat there and did nothing.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't understand the behavior of kids in the classroom, and it is a colossal problem. I don't really care where the school is, what state, what county, whatever. And it the behavior is against other students, and it's against teachers and administrators. And it's so bad that teachers are retiring. They can't do it anymore. And why are they retiring? Because there's no alternative. Where are you supposed to put these kids? It used to be that if you got sent to the principal's office, there was such shame attached to you, would never happen again. Or you got suspended for 3 days, so there was a lot of shame to that. Then they would get sent to alternative school, which was their shame attached to that.
Yep.
Now there are no alternatives. And we have this thing that's going on that we don't, you know, when it comes to the juvenile justice system, mm-hmm. we're just letting them skate. We're not doing anything in the juvenile justice system. Several years ago when I did a ride-along with the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department, and I asked the lieutenant, who was my driver that I did the ride-along with, great guy, still communicate with him. The very first question I asked him is, if there's one thing that's really broken about law enforcement, and before I could even finish the question, he said, the juvenile justice system. And it's absolutely broken.
Yep.
You can't get teachers, and you can't even get substitute teachers, because mm-hmm. substitute teachers were always taken advantage of anyway. Mm-hmm. So what are you supposed to do? And that's what we're facing here today is this lieutenant told me, he said, they learn to break the law as juveniles. They know how to get away with things because they're not being prosecuted. And then they learn the system all the way through to adulthood, and then when they're adulthood, they know the system better than anybody. Now, because of how many people have moved into the state of Florida, because this happened down in Homestead, Florida, this uh-huh. beating on the school bus.
Yep.
A lot of people don't know this, but so many people, like last year alone, 65,000 New Yorkers, just New Yorkers, moved into the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them moved over to the East Coast and down to the Miami-Dade area.
Right.
Miami-Dade had to create 10 new schools. 10. Mm-hmm. Now, I just said there's a teacher shortage. And then you add 10 new schools, then it's a double teacher shortage.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say the teachers don't get paid enough. Well, there's only so much money in the system.
Right.
But then you've got to go add 10 new schools. That's a lot of teachers.
Yep.
So there's, it's a bad situation, not just in Florida, but virtually every county, every state in the country.
Well, hopefully we'll get our handle on it fairly quickly, so hopefully.
Well, I don't know what handle you can get.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back, and my little old thermometer here, commercial meter, it's going to tell you where I'm going to be today, so get ready. Here we go.
Hey, it's the captain here. Two Guys Gun Shows comes to Hernando County Fairgrounds this Saturday and Sunday. Two Guys Gun Shows are my preferred gun shows for their variety of new and used firearms. This Saturday and Sunday, shop the most modern and up-to-date guns and tactical equipment. Two Guys Gun Shows features both licensed dealers and private sellers offering their collections. You'll not find these private collectors at most other Florida shows, but Two Guys Gun Shows and Prices Collectors.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Because no matter what and no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-884-8375. 800-884-8375. 800-884-8375. That's 800-884-8375.
Today, I'm going to start with a question, so listen up. Are you in pain? Or if not you, do you know someone who is? Dr. Janet's formula is a fast-acting glucosamine cream that provides relief on contact for those nagging aches and pains in your joints, neck, back, shoulders, wrists, hands, and knees, basically anywhere it hurts. And the best part is it's odorless, greaseless, and it won't stain. So you can use this every day, even under your best clothes. Dr. Janet's Extra Strength Glucosamine Pain Relief Formula is guaranteed to be safe and effective, or your money back. And when you call today, you will not be enrolled in one of those automatic delivery programs. This is a one-time order. You can try it and see for yourself how well this works. So again, the number to call is 1-800-212-4787. And I'll give that to you one more time. You ready? It's 1-800-212-4787. 4787.
Marketing your business is hard. It's so competitive, and getting new customers is as hard as keeping your existing ones. We know it because we're a local business too. So when it comes to marketing your business and getting new customers, we know how to do it. Our digital marketing firm, Salem Surround, is built to create customized solutions to your business, not your competitors, just you. Reach out to us at salemsurround.com, and we'll work with you to create those solutions that will increase your business and bring you new customers. salemsurround.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And we are going to take it right away and remind you that this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our friends at GEICO. GEICO Insurance, that's spelled G-E-I-C-O. And you should know that GEICO has been saving people money for well over 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers. And that number continues to grow. Now, go over to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. And if you're driving a car, if you're driving a truck, whatever it is, enter the information about it, make, model, and year. And I think it also asks you for mileage. And then you'll be able to get the you'll be able to get a rate quote right there. And when you get that rate quote, it'll tell you what you're going to save in terms of money, whether it's a little bit or a lot or whatever. But take a look at it, see what it has to offer. And then here's another suggestion. If you've got a boat, a motorcycle, an ATV, or an RV, you can add that to the policy, and you actually will save some more money because you bundled it. But where you really seriously save a large amount of money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together with your automobile insurance, and boy, will you save money. So GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, is the place to go. GEICO, geico.com. And while you're over there, check out whatever it is that you got that you want to get insured. And you can even get the name of your local agent, and you can go to your agent and have them talk to you. Whatever you want to do, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. I'm watching this report, and it keeps talking about this balloon is on the move, and it's talking about a second balloon that we just mentioned somewhere in Latin America, but it's also mentioning that there's been a report of a third balloon, possibly further north up in Canada. Have you heard about that?
I heard about that initially, that Canada's reporting a balloon, but our Brigadier General Ryder would not confirm anything. He told those in the press briefing, go check with Canada. And then later on last night, we had the matter of one in Latin America.
Hmm. By the way, balloon season opens in Arkansas.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the joke of the night here from one of our listeners. Well, so then let's assume that we know of the two. The third is hypothetical, so we won't go there with that. And these are weather balloons that just happened to be up there all going in the
They're not weather balloons. That was the first thing that the Chinese came out with. And, of course, that was quickly shot down, no pun intended.
Yeah.
And then they said it was a civilian airship, which that, too, was also shot down.
Right.
And if it was a civilian airship, Secretary of State Blinken would not have canceled his trip to Beijing. I don't think he should have canceled it. I think we should have already taken the balloon down. We don't have to shoot it down, by the way. We
No.
have other technologies
Yep.
that we can use to get the balloon down. We also have technologies where we can mitigate any kind of transmission that this balloon is doing.
Yep.
And we have what is known as electronic warfare, where we can actually extract the data.
Yep.
But anyway, having said all of that, I think it should have already been done, especially when it came over Alaskan airspace and why we didn't do anything then, because it was admitted during the briefing that we had been tracking it for months. Now, I don't know what that really means. He wouldn't be any more specific than that. But we saw it apparently leave China. This is done generally by the National Reconnaissance Office.
Uh-huh.
And then we saw it head towards Alaska, and when it got out over the Pacific, over by the Aleutian Islands, is the time that we should have taken the thing down. If mm-hmm. We could have shot it down there, it would have just ended up in water. But yeah, we're being punked on this whole thing. But we should have already dealt with this thing, and Blinken would not have had to cancel his trip to Beijing.
Right.
And he could have said, okay, sorry about your balloon, but it's now all wet. And by the way, we've already got all the data. We see what you're doing. You have violated blah, blah, and blah, blah, and blah, blah, which
right.
they have.
Right.
But, you know, we've taken the feeble, cowardly way out of this thing. Now, with the jet stream and the weather and whatnot, this balloon, I think, is over Kentucky right about now, and it's headed towards, according to the wind patterns and so forth, it is headed towards the Carolinas, where we don't know. But that is the predictions.
Mm-hmm.
So there's where we are.
All right, let's go over here.
The National Reconnaissance Office that does global communications and precision navigation, so we know precisely what this thing is doing.
All right, let's check in with Bagammon Bob. He's on the line. What's going on here, Bagammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain. According to the balloon situation, we've got anti-satellite rockets that could easily reach that balloon because they're designed to shoot satellites out of. They can shoot satellites out of orbit.
Yeah,
and or actually, they're anti. Missile rockets, they can shoot satellites, or they can reach up to that height, is what I'm trying to say. And depending on the type of warhead that you put on, all we got to do is to pierce that balloon so that it leaks its gas out, and it'll
yeah.
start dropping down.
Or we can drag it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to drop down and pull it. And the other
Correct.
Thing is that if China can send balloons over our country to look at our missile fields and all this type of stuff, why can't we send our spy planes over there and look at all
we
their
do.
Stuff?
We also do that, Bob.
We do.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. So okay. I think we should bring the thing down so we can get an idea exactly what technology it has. And I know that you can probably jam it and stuff like that, but I still think that I think we need to bring it down, and we need to bring it down intact. And all we have to do is just pierce the balloon bag with a reasonable
right.
size hole. It's going to slowly. It's a very huge thing. It's going to slowly descend.
Right.
Slowly descend it before it leaves our airspace. That's the thing. Once it leaves our airspace, then we, you know.
Yeah.
All right. That's it.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. Okay. Well, I agree with just about everything you said there. Mm-hmm.
Well, he echoed what I said. I mean, we have lots of methods in order to bring this thing down. And it absolutely should come down. We should not let it allow to leave our airspace. We should deal with it.
Yep.
But the bigger thing is, it's not even so much what this balloon is collecting and what it's doing and what it's designed to do. It's our response to it. And that is the scariest thing of all. Now, if you were Taiwan right about now, and, you know, Biden keeps saying we will defend Taiwan. if you're the leadership of the government of Taiwan, you'd be going, yeah, right, America. You can't even defend your own airspace.
Right.
And, you know, who's watching this? Well, Russia's watching it. Iran's watching it. North Korea's watching it.
Sure.
China's watching it.
Yep.
Moscow's watching it. And we're doing nothing. We're in a blasted panic. And I think at least two times yesterday, possibly even three, Biden was in front of the press. And he refused to take any of those questions.
He looked like a dope.
That is shameful. That's absolutely shameful. You've got, and then this cockamamie Brigadier General Ryder, he was asked the question, you know, what, don't you think you should tell us where this balloon is? And he said, well, all you need to do is just look up in the sky. Well, you know what? I'm in Florida. I can look up in the sky all night long. I can't see the balloon.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that doesn't mean that people in Kansas, Kentucky, Missouri, Arkansas, can't see it. But the rest of the country, we don't know where this thing is going. Just look up in the sky. What a shameful, stupid answer.
Yeah. Well, nobody ever said they were smart.
Well, he isn't.
Yeah. Obviously.
That was so condescending.
Mm-hmm. And again, I agree with what you're saying. I think we just need to take the damn thing down or take control of it, land it if we have the capabilities of doing that, and then seeing what exactly it's been doing.
Look, you know, we've got technology. We have drug other things out of the sky.
Yep.
So, I mean, we've got the technology to do it.
Okay. I will talk to you Monday morning. See you later. Have a great day. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the different things that she does. And I'll be right back with more. And Kevin Jackson, the Black Spear, KJ, as I like to call him, will be on the air with me.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
AM 930. The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Implement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Chinese balloon drifting high above the U.S. and first revealed over Montana has created quite a buzz down below among residents who initially wondered what it was, and now they wonder what its arrival means amid a chorus of alarm raised by elected officials. The balloon was moving over the central U.S. on Friday at around 60,000 feet. Secretary of State Antony Blinken abruptly canceled his upcoming trip to China. Democrats are poised to drastically reorder their presidential primary schedule beginning next year, replacing Iowa with South Carolina in the leadoff spot as part of a larger overhaul meant to empower black and other minority voters critical to its base of support. And the arrest of a 24-year-old man accused of taking two monkeys from the Dallas Zoo after cutting their enclosure has shed some light on a mysterious string of events at the venue. This is SRN News.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-450-7731. 800-450-7731. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-450-7731. 800-450-7731. 800-450-7731.
This week in the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt, brought to you in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy meets with the president to discuss our nation's spending problem.
The current path we're on, we cannot sustain. We got to change the directory to put ourselves on a path to balance.
Join us for our program. Sign up for our podcast at townhallreview.com.
Town Hall Week in Review, Sunday nights at 11 on AM 930, The Answer.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
The Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And you know, from time to time, you people are listening to the radio around the country and here in Tampa and Sarasota at midnight to 1 o'clock in the morning, and you hear somebody called Kevin Jackson. Now, he used to call himself the Black Spear, and that was the name of the show. But now it's the Kevin Jackson Show. Same guy, same modus operandi, if you will. And I have the privilege of having him on the phone right now. And hello, Kevin, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Good to talk to you, young man, with the expanding stations all over the country. Good for you.
Well, it's 22 years in the making, my friend, so, you know, it is what
it's
it is.
It's an overnight success.
Well, who else are you going to listen to? George Norrie? I mean, you know, give me a break. By the way, that leads me to something. He does the ghosts and goblins and the spooks and all that, right?
Right.
Well, we now have a Chinese balloon floating around in our northern part of the country, and it's actually moved. Now, somebody moved this thing somehow or another, because it wasn't the jet stream. It's not in play up there. But it actually moved from Montana over towards Minnesota, down towards Iowa, and it's doing a little, I don't know what it's doing, but somebody's apparently trying to control the darn thing.
Yeah, that's a funny story. And, you know, given everything that Biden's going through with the whole connection to the Chinese and Hunter and everything, this couldn't be the worst optics, and especially coming on the heels of Hunter admitting that his laptop was his laptop and, of course, retracting it right after that. But I love it. I think this is hysterical. And, of course, it's ripe for comedy. I said, I'm surprised we don't see CNN and MSNBC logos on there and, of course, all of Hunter's companies. And who knows what's inside? I mean, I know we'll find some classified documents. Or maybe Hunter's living up there for $30,000 a month that he's paying to the Chinese. We may never know, Captain.
You are absolutely right, Kevin. And, folks, I'm talking to Kevin Jackson. Now, I know him also as KJ. Remember those days?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what
A couple times you and I were on Fox together on the Radio Rumble. I got involved in that panel. The last time I was on there, I was on with Mancow. Remember him?
Oh, yeah, I remember Mancow.
Wow. The guy would argue.
He's an interesting character.
The guy would argue with his sister, you know what I mean? But anyway.
And I'm very good friends with his brother, by the way. We're good personal friends. In fact, he came to my wedding, his older brother, Mark. Yeah, right. Mancow, he's a different guy, and I hadn't heard much from him, but I wish him luck. But, yeah, the couple times I've been with him, he's kind of a madman.
Yeah, he is. Now, I want to talk about how you got started, because everybody remembers you from your TV days at Fox, and then suddenly you showed up at CNN, and then I've seen you on Newsmax a few times, and I've seen you on One America News a few times.
Well, no, you got it backwards. So I started at CNN just doing guest spots. Yeah, I was doing guest spots. I was on, especially around the Ferguson stuff with Michael Brown Jr., right?
Right.
And then Fox noticed me, and so I was bouncing back and forth in fact, there was a night Fox and I did CNN at the same time on location in Ferguson. And so I got noticed. Roger Ailes a year later, flew me up to New York, and Fox hired me, and I was there for 3 years. And I got fired over a tweet. I won't go into the details, but it's a very big story and a very well-known story.
Yeah.
And I take nothing back. I accept my punishment because I stand on principle. But, yeah, I was at Fox for 3 years, and I was – I'll admit this. I mean, I'm not going to tell you – I'm not a braggart or anything like that, but I delivered at Fox. I was one of the top – guys, they would fight for me and break the rules because you're not supposed to do two segments on the same day.
Right.
I'd do two segments on the same day. So I enjoyed my time there, but it's changed dramatically. But anyway, I did CNN and MSNBC, went to Fox, got fired from Fox, occasionally do Newsmax and OAN, but I haven't done a lot of media recently because I've been building my own stuff. The comedy tour is a big deal for us. I think that people need to laugh on the right.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think of our comedy as right-leaning. I think of our comedy as very fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we make fun of the craziness that's going on in the world. And I was on a station earlier on the program at the network, and I joke and said, you know, we got all this situation with eggs where eggs are $4 $4 a dozen or some crazy amount
more
of money.
More than that.
Yeah, is it more than that?
Yeah.
And I said, you know, my concern as a black man is what's going on with the chickens, right? Now, that's a funny joke. It probably would be a little bit racist if you want to think of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what makes comedy fun, is when you sort of make people go, can I laugh at that? Is that really okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's okay. It's funny. Black people eat chicken, but so do Southern people. And oh, by the way,
so do white people.
Do white folks in general. Right?
Yeah.
So I love comedy like that. And I think that being able to laugh at each other and laugh at our differences and do stuff that, quite frankly, that people are thinking and they want somebody to free their thoughts and say, I was thinking that, but I didn't think I could say it. Or I thought about that and it was funny to me, but I didn't think I could say it. And here's a comedian saying it for you. So I look forward to it. And I think my hope is that we fill that theater, the Palladium, on Thursday, because people are going to be very surprised at how good of a show it is. It'll be one of the top five comedy shows they've ever seen.
Well, we're going to try to help you do that, and we're going to be mentioning that. And I just told you I invited you to a special lunch admission barbecue on Thursday. We'll be promoting that. If you decide you want to be there, then we'll promote the heck out of that, too.
I'll be there. Yeah,
all
just
right,
give
good.
Me the details.
All right, so we're going to have lunch with the captain and Kevin Jackson on Thursday the 9th, 11:30 to 1:30. It's a two-hour deal. You can stay as long as you want or as short as you want. Now, the reason we do it at that time is because, Kevin, this place, there's a lot of veterans there, a lot of first responders. They dedicate their entire business to them. And, of course, I've been both, as you know. And at noontime, they play the national anthem. We stand up and we salute the flag.
Wow, bunch of racists in there, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, yeah, a bunch of racists is right. But I'll tell you what, we'll stand there, we'll salute that flag, and and we'll defend that flag to the last man and or woman. So that's coming up Thursday. Kevin Jackson will be over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. We're going to do a bonus, have lunch with the captain over there Thursday. We're going to be there Tuesday, of course. Then we'll be back on Thursday with Kevin Jackson. You folks will be able to meet him right there before he goes over to do his event over in St. Pete at the Palladium. And if you can make that, it's going to be a lot of fun. I plan on being there, so you'll have myself to see if you don't know anybody else. And Bill Bunkley will be there, and we'll have a lot of people from the radio station will be there as well. And I can't wait because it's going to be just a great event, in my opinion. Always, we need a little comedy. You know what I mean? We need a little comedy. And I'll tell you this much. Today, you get an opportunity to come on over and be in Brooksville. If you're anywhere in the area, stop by Brooksville and see us over there, because we'll be doing the big old gun show there in Brooksville, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And let me see here. I'll play this for you right now. I think. There we go. Okay, so we'll get this going. You'll be able to hear this. The gun show in Brooksville.
Hey, it's the captain here. Two Guys Gun Shows comes to the Hernando County Fairgrounds this Saturday and Sunday. Two Guys Gun Shows are my preferred gun shows for the variety of new and used firearms. This Saturday and Sunday, shop the most modern and up-to-date guns and tactical equipment. Two Guys Gun Shows features both licensed dealers and private sellers offering their collections. You'll not find these private collections at most other Florida shows, but Two Guys Gun Shows embraces collectors. Trade-ins are welcome. I'll be there in person Saturday from 9 to 3. Again, the show is this Saturday and Sunday at the Hernando County Fairgrounds, Brooksville.
Yeah, and it's always a lot of fun there. People in Brooksville are great. I've been on the radio up there on and off for about the last dozen years, and made a lot of friends up there, got a lot of great listeners up there, a lot of supporters up there, and I appreciate you. And, of course, don't forget, Moss Nissan is going to bring some of their trucks over, their big, fancy-dancy off-road Titan will be there. The Frontier will be there. I'm not sure what kind of car they're going to bring, but they were talking about bringing a car, too. So you'd have three there to take a look at. And they'll be right there outside of the display hall, whatever they call it, that main hall right there. So you'll be able to find them real easy. And, again, they open the doors at 9. I'll be there till 3. They'll be there till 5 today. There is a concealed carry permit class going on. You should either stop by right away and sign up for that when you get there and get your ticket. Make sure that you sign up for the concealed carry class if that's what you want to do, and get your application and your permit going. There you go. Now, the other thing that we're going to have going on is coming up in the not-too-distant future. You're going to hear me talking about a couple of different events that we'll be doing, not only down in Manatee County, but also up here in our area. And we'll even be doing a little travel, probably going over towards Orlando, is my understanding from what I'm hearing. I'll have to wait to find out. But I'm not going to say anything other than we are getting out on the traveling circuit, if you want to call it that. And some people are telling us that they want to have us come and talk to them, which is what we do. We have a good time. And it's never boring, I'll guarantee you that one. It is never boring. Because it's all about America. It's all about America. All right, folks. I'll be right back. Kathy's going to take us to break. Final segment, weekend edition, coming up. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. you can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, men and women from communities across this nation serve as reserve citizen airmen.
I am proud to defend our nation.
Proud to be part of a team that helps make a difference.
I am proud to be part of something larger than me.
We celebrate those who have served and those who are proudly serving in the Air Force Reserve. Our mission is to fly, fight, and win in air, space, and cyberspace.
I am proud to be a member.
I am proud to protect.
Proud to serve in the U.S. Air Force Reserve.
AFReserve.com.
If you're a business owner, imagine getting up to $26,000 per employee. There's still time for business owners to file for the Employee Retention Tax Credit Program. This program is for business owners who continue to pay their W-2 employees during the COVID pandemic. Many businesses qualify and simply do not know it. All business types and industries may qualify. You can claim the credit even if you received a PPP loan. This is a cash payment and not a loan, and can be claimed now. The licensed CPAs and tax professionals at DH Tax and Consulting have been serving business owners across the country for over 15 years. The best part is that until you receive your cash payment, you don't pay us a dime. Our tax credit specialists are available now at 833-ERC-FILE, and your tax payment estimate is quick, easy, and free. That's 833-ERC-FILE to qualify you and your business for up to $26,000 per W-2 employee for free federal aid. Call us now at 833-ERC-FILE. That's 833-ERC-FILE.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-746-3737. 800-746-3737. 800-746-3737.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. Sarasota.com, and depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Hey, it's the captain here. Two Guys Gun Shows comes to Hernando County Fairgrounds this Saturday and Sunday. Two Guys Gun Shows are my preferred gun shows for the variety of new and used firearms. This Saturday and Sunday, shop the most modern and up-to-date guns and tactical equipment. Two Guys Gun Shows features both licensed dealers and private sellers offering their collections. You'll not find these private collections at most other Florida shows, but Two Guys Gun Shows embraces collectors. Trade-ins are welcome. I'll be there in person Saturday from 9 to 3. Again, the show is this Saturday and Sunday at the Hernando County Fairgrounds.
Yeah, betcha. And by the way, we're going to have Boss Nissan there with their trucks, one of their souped-up Titans and one of their Frontiers. Probably have one of the cars there, an SUV, I'm guessing. Not sure what it's going to be. They didn't tell me. So we'll find out all together when they get there. And they'll be outside. I'll be inside in the convention hall there. So look for the big old sign. We're going to have a big sign set up. And if you want to stop by, you want to get a picture taken, or you want to have your picture taken in front of that sign and with all the different stations on there and whatnot and the logo, et cetera, we'll be able to do that for you. So there you go. Now let's go to the phone line because we got somebody up there in Michigan where it's not snowing, and I guess it might be a little cool. Oh, is it a little cool up there on the line?
Yeah, it is kind of cool up there. It's even cool down in my apartment.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm used to it. Been here enough years, I should be used to it by now.
What, no heat?
Yeah, I got heat.
All right. Okay, so what's on your mind tonight?
Let's say this about those balloons. Obviously, if they can't figure out all those are as surveillance balloons, they must be stupider than I am.
Well, nobody said they were smart, and of course they're not. They're not. What they say? Weather balloons. That's nonsense.
Yeah, what tells me that they're not weather balloons or making a meteorological surveillance or whatever. Basically, what they're doing, they're sizing up all our missile silos where them suckers can just wipe them out.
Well, they're definitely plotting what they fly over, that's for sure, and they're making maps, that's what they do. And even if it was a weather device, they could still map what they're going over. So,
yeah.
There you have it.
Haven't they been doing that since the World Wars?
Well, probably. But why would you want to let something like that stay up there and fly around your country? I don't get it.
Yeah, really. He should have took it down when it was still before it even got into our airspace.
Well, it looks like as if they're going to take it down before it gets out of our airspace. We'll just have to wait and see. I don't know what they're waiting for, but we'll find out soon.
Well, they've been over Montana and they've been over North Dakota, so obviously they're getting surveillance on our bases and that.
They came in over Alaska. We have a lot of stuff up in Alaska. You know that, right?
Yeah, and there's even a lot of abandoned spaces up there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go. Stay warm and enjoy the weekend. And I hope who you got in the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I don't watch TV.
Okay. Well, you can listen to it on the radio. They'll have it on the radio. I guarantee you that one. All right. Well, you have a great day, and I got to run here because I got things I got to do here.
Yeah. Have a blessed night, Matt.
Thank you, sir. Okay. That's one of our friends up there in Michigan calling in, listening to us on our radio station affiliate up there in Michigan. Now, I've got a Edwards notebook that I'm going to play here, so let's get it going.
The United States is now fully engaged in the ultimate battle between civilized sovereigns and brutish burglars. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. About 20 years ago, I concluded the so-called civil rights movement for law-abiding sovereign Americans was replaced with an unofficial but active special rights movement for the variety of low-life evildoers, including thugs, like the legions of students who have been wreaking havoc, harming both people and property in beautiful Miami Beach, Florida, during spring break. And bold liars like Jussie Smollett, who was free after being properly sent to prison, while innocent, non-threatening Christians and patriots continued to rot in the United States gulags in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere, for either walking around or inside the U.S. Capitol building. For decades, leftists, both black and white, have been clamoring for the day when criminal cretins would no longer fear the long arm of the law or respect the unalienable rights of others and their property to be left alone. Kind of like big government, but we, the law-abiding sovereigns, will not take this unlawful abuse forever. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, simply go to theronedwards.com.
And you know, I've got me a cup right here, and in that cup I got my iced coffee, and it is Constitutional Grounds. I'm going to take a little sip right now because my throat's getting a little parched. Delicious. You need to try this coffee, folks. It's good. It's really good. Simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display on theronedwards.com website. Theronedwards.com website. Use the promo code RE20 to save 20% on your order. Remember, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup at theronedwards.com. Go over there. Check it out. All right, real quick, telephone line. Back M and Bob, last time, what's up?
Yes, sir, Captain. Just wanted to mention, I looked up that balloon, according to on the radio, I heard in the break, they said it's down to 60,000 feet now. Our F-22 Raptors can go up to 65,000 feet. And the other thing is, if we were to bring this thing down, just like the Russians, they displayed all our U-2 spy plane back years ago. This is something that we could put on display and let the American people look at and emphasize about China. Okay, that's it, Captain.
All right. Well, we're going to bring it down, I believe, but we're not going to shoot it down. That's the only difference, so we'll have to see what happens. I realize all they have to do is put a hole in the balloon, and down she comes. So we'll see what happens. Now, today, we're going to be doing it to it, just like Sonny Pruitt up there at the gun show in Brooksville. And the doors open at 9. We will be there at that time, ready to go. And I trust that you will be too. Because we're going to have a lot of fun. And we always do. We always do. And here's who's going to be with us. Right here. Let's get these guys out of the closet. Here's who's going to be with us.
Hey, it's the Captain here. Two Guys Gun Shows are at the Hernando County Fairgrounds at Brooksville this weekend. Shop dozens of vendors of both new and antique firearms. It's by far the best show on Florida's West Coast. Also, my friends from Moss Nissan will have some of their inventory of the great Nissan pickup trucks at the show. Moss Family Automotive, just up the road in Brooksville, brand new showroom, is by far the finest dealership in Hernando County. I'll be at the show Saturday 93, so look me up when you're there. Hernando County Fairgrounds, just a few miles south of Brooksville on US 41.
You betcha on US 41. And stop on by, say howdy, howdy. We'll have some things that we're giving out free. We always do. And I hope that you'll have a good time and check out the merchandise they got. It's not just about guns. They got other things there, outdoor stuff. And, of course, as I said, Moss Nissan's going to be there with at least two of their trucks for you to take a peek at. And you're going to enjoy it, I know. And we certainly do when we're there. And I can't wait. I can't wait to see my good friends up there in Brooksville. Because it's all about we the people here on this program. We the people. You make it go. And we appreciate you in all these years on the radio. 22 years. We appreciate the fact that you've been loyal and you've been there and you've helped us to grow. And we're a team. We are a team. And we are all Americans first. There, I said it. We're all Americans first. So remember this. When you go out and you're just tooling around town, having a good time, doing whatever, wear a little red, white, and blue. Take an American flag with you. Try doing that. Put the flag in your vehicle, or maybe you got something you can put on your hat, a flag pin, whatever. A lot of people recognize that, and they appreciate that. And I believe you're going to see more of it as the as the next election approaches. I believe we're going to see more. Because a lot of people got the message. We got some more to go here, some more work to do. We're not done yet. Alrighty, time for me to hang it up and put it into drive and scoot on up the highway, and I will be doing just that in a couple of minutes here. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to seeing you all on Monday morning, 2 a.m., same time, same channel. God bless America. Take care. Stay strong, America. See ya Monday.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
MD Now Urgent Care, Florida's choice for superior health care, opened a new state-of-the-art clinic in South Tampa, conveniently located on Southdale Mabry Highway. MD Now's physician-led team of healthcare professionals provide comprehensive illness and injury services and perform minor surgical procedures 365 days a year. No appointment necessary. Walk into the new MD Now Urgent Care on Southdale Mabry Highway for superior health care right now. Visit mdnow.com to learn more.